Austrália má viac ako 500 národných parkov, kde pre ich rôznorodosť môžeme nájsť púšte, lesy, ale aj hory či jazerá. Ich podstatou je nielen ochraňovať prírodnú flóru a faunu a jej kultúru, ale sú tu aj pre potešenie návštevníkov, a to nielen z Austrálie. Mená ako Uluru, Blue Mountains alebo 12 apoštolov sú známe väčšine z nás, ale tieto národné parky sú iba malou vzorkou toho, čo Austrália ponúka. Pokrývajú 4% austrálskej krajiny. Národné parky sú chránené miesta, ktoré veľmi často ponúkajú nedotknutú prírodu a veľké množstvo divokých zvierat. Správca najväčšieho národného parku Kakadu, ktorý sa nachádza v Severnom teritoriu, Pete Kocel hovorí, že národné parky sú ako okná do duše kultúry a prírody našej zeme.
National parks are usually areas of wilderness or important cultural areas for the Aboriginal people of Australia. So they're usually areas that have been identified for some unique values, and that might include, for example, wildlife, so plants and animals, or geological features such as mountains or escarpments or rocky outcrops, or they might be chosen because they have important cultural values associated with the Aboriginal people, and that might include rock art, meeting places, ceremonial practices and areas of cultural significance.
Pete Kocel hovorí, že parky ponúkajú veľa rôznych aktivít, ktoré si ľudia môžu počas jejich návštevy užiť.
So in Kakadu you can do cultural tours and explore the significance of the Aboriginal people here. There's also a lot of bird watching. There's also other sort of animals if people are more interested in fauna, and they include crocodiles obviously. Some of the marsupials, snakes and lizards. So there's plenty of wildlife to see up here. And there's also some very unique sort of waterfalls and river systems.
Ak sa nachádzate v prírode kdekoľvek, vždy si nájdete vyžitie, či športové alebo kultúrne.
In other national parks, Puttery for example, there's there's wildlife there as well as birds. There's coastal activities, so fishing, surfing and swimming in the ocean. There's obviously Uluru, which is another Commonwealth reserve, and it's a great cultural significance, but is also a very natural wonder.
Austrálska vláda spravuje 6 národných parkov a 13 morských rezervácií, väčšinou v spolupráci s miestnymi pôvodnými obyvateľmi. O väčšinu parkov sa starajú štáty samé podľa vlastných pravidiel, ktoré sa môžu podľa teritória líšiť. Tak napríklad vstupné. Niektoré národné parky si ho žiadajú, do iných je vstup zdarma. Tammy Shu je hlavnou rangerkou v Národnom parku Grampians v štáte Victoria, ktorý je známy hlavne pre svoje majestátne pohoria. Tvrdí, že základným predpokladom k tomu, aby ste si výlet v prírode užili, je urobiť si malý prieskum toho, čo vás čaká predtým, než sa do parku vyberiete.
We're seeing a lot of people coming to our parks that aren't really prepared. They might have a little bit of information, but they don't have proper maps or they don't have really good information. So I'd suggest before making a visit, jump online, have a bit of a look for the park notes and get a bit of an understanding of what the park is about, when the best time is to visit. Are there any other issues that you might need to consider, like is there remote areas? What are the roads like? Plan your visit. And know that you're going to have a safe and enjoyable time while you're there.
Hovorí, že aj keď miestne parky vyžadujú väčšiu údržbu než parky mestské, noví návštevníci by sa nemali nechať od návštevy odradiť.
Apparently there's a fair bit of fear amongst new Australians for our parks. They're known for being full of spiders and snakes and being really dangerous places. So there is a lot of education that needs to take place to say they're fantastic places for body, mind and soul, and you can get out and do all of these fantastic activities.
Parky Victoria spolupracujú s miestnymi komunitami na ich zvelebovaniu a lepšej dostupnosti pre všetkých návštevníkov.
We're looking at our facilities and our infrastructure in parks. For example, we're looking at ways to design better picnic areas that cater for larger groups, because I know a lot of the new Australian groups tend to go out in really large groups, and even down to simple things like what our barbecues are like, you know, we have to start considering that there's different ways for these groups to cook and socialize. So yeah, we're starting to implement some of those changes into our parks as well.
Ako hovorí Peter Kocel, návšteva národného parku je naozajstný australský zážitok.
Get to know the Australian landscape and the Australian culture through the Aboriginal culture. It's they're really beautiful places to visit to really understand Australia's history and environment.
Tamišu verí, že v zdravom parku zdraví ľudia, alebo ako sa hovorí u nás, v zdravom tele zdravý duch.
Parks are really important for our physical, mental and spiritual health and well-being. But beyond that, they can also be really really helpful in generating income. They provide jobs and they also provide for the economic productivity of the state.